So I have this fantasy. It's like, no, it's not like my number one fantasy. It is actually my number one fantasy. And it's, I guess, a little weird because I'm not at all attracted to women. Nothing wrong with it. I kind of wish I were because I think that women can satisfy other women better than men can, just like by instinct. Not everyone, but which leads to the fantasy, I guess. Anyway, so I'm really selfish in bed. I would really just rather lay back and enjoy what's happening to me. And when I watch porn, I would rather watch something that I would like to happen to me rather than me doing anything. I know it's terrible, but whatever. It's my fantasy. So sometimes I watch lesbian porn because I would enjoy receiving any part of that. And I don't necessarily have to give anything. So anyway, I have this fantasy where like I'm I don't like in this like vision. I know where I am. I'm not tense or anything, but it's not a place I recognize now. It's probably a hotel. I'm like gently restrained, not like a BDSM thing, more because I totally like wiggle away and don't let myself enjoy things to the fullest. So it's like stay still. And I'm blindfolded. And a new addition is that I sometimes have like headphones on, just total sensory deprivation, like I said. So I can't get distracted and I can't like wriggle away and think about other stuff. So, and I don't know how I know because I can feel like, I feel it happening to me, but also it's sort of like bird's eye view, I guess. But there are, I think, three women, and they come in. I don't know where they come from. It's my fantasy. They can just show up, and I can just show up. I don't know how we any of us get there. And they are just there to make me have an orgasm like I've never had before. So I'm just laying here thinking about that. Yeah, having a little fun. Sometimes in the fantasy, you're there, you being my male partner. If you are, sometimes you're like in a chair watching, or sometimes you're participating to the extent that, you know, like you're playing with my hair and kissing my face and things like that, but you're just kind of, you know, you're not just there, but you know it's for me. And you're letting the ladies handle all the heavy lifting. You're not involved at all, because in addition to being selfish, I'm super jealous in bed. So, yeah, I wouldn't be great at a threesome because I don't like sharing. Anyway, that's enough about me personally. So, you know, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not. If you're there, you're like, you know, stroking my head and kissing me and stuff like that. But the women come in and they're just there. And I don't know, sometimes they're like wearing clothes, sometimes they're not. I'm not really concerned about it. It's kind of like their bodies are, you know, blurry or whatever. I don't really care about that. And there's three, usually, at least three. And, excuse me, I'm just gonna turn on my vibrator while I tell you about this. Hopefully it's not too distracting. So there are at least three. Usually there's three. You know, no women that I recognize at all. If you're curious, I'm also using a glass dildo. Oh, fuck. And so they come in, they're there. I saw on this one porn, this woman was like, she had like long acrylic nails, not super long, just like normal acrylic length, and she was just sort of like grazing her girlfriend or whoever she was with's pussy, and like looked like it felt so fucking good. So that's kind of a newer addition. The woman who was focused on my pussy is clearly, I mean, can't see her nails or anything, but she clearly has some sort of nails, and she's just kind of grazing up and down. Oh, God. And just, like, very lightly. She's not, fingering me or, just kind of up and down my pussy, around my slit, up my lips, just kind of... And I definitely have chills, and that's how she gets started. And then the other two women, there's one on either side. Oh, fuck. And they come, and they're kind of, like, rubbing my, body up and down and all around. And then each of them gets settled in on each of my breasts. And when it comes to my boobs, I like to say boobs instead of breasts, I like it very, not rough, but just gentle sucking, licking, like standard stuff. It doesn't really do it for me most of the time. So, just really hard sucking, maybe a little biting, just kind of rough. So these women are there, and they each have one of my breasts in their mouth, and they're just touching me up and down, and my body, and my waist, and my legs, and, they're feeling the underside of my boobs, and I just have this, I'm starting to feel so overwhelmed with just this incredible pleasure, because, I have three women kind of treating me exactly the way I need to be, and touching me the way I need to be. And, restrained in some way, just very gently. It's, not like ropes or handcuffs or anything. It's probably like a men's tie or something. Haven't really fleshed that out. Oh, fuck. But the women who are, sucking and biting my nipples are also sort of gently holding my shoulders and hips down. So, it's like to make me really enjoy it. It's weird. As soon as something starts to feel good, I get like squirmy and wriggle away. So, Jesus Christ, that's what's happening. And then, so they're, touching me and holding me, pressing down on my hips and my shoulders, and just going at my nipples like it's nobody's business. And then the woman at my pussy, who in my fantasy somehow I know that she's like the most experienced, and she's running the show. I don't know, because they never talk. I don't hear their voices or anything, or really just know that they're there. Sometimes they're wearing black underwear and bra, I have no idea. And honestly, I don't care. And so then she starts licking up and down my pussy, and then she kisses down the length of my legs, down one leg and up the other, and she starts teasing me with just a couple quick little pecks on my clit, and going up to just under my stomach, licking and kissing and sucking. And this is the part that I think this is where the fantasy started, with this, having one woman just satisfying me. And so then she starts, she licks the length of my slit, And she's still sort of grazing the sides of my pussy with her fingernails. And she kind of pulls my lips open a little bit. And she licks my clit. And she kind of kisses it, but not like, it's more just like pressing her lips with a lot of pressure. And it's not at all like in, you know, the porns that are made for, you know, maximum whatever, like satisfaction for someone else. It's, you know, like the, that motorboat thing. I fucking hate that. And the, like, moaning before anyone even, like, touches you. It's not that. It's, like, more like the, you see it a lot in, like, amateur porns or, like, you know, the ones that are labeled, like, sensual or passionate or something like that. Ridiculous. And so she's pressing her lips on my clit. And then she sticks her tongue out a little bit. She licks, just like little, you know, teeny little licks, and runs her tongue in a few circles around my clit, and then she kind of latches on, I guess, for lack of a better word, and just starts sucking. Just sucking it, and like while she's sucking, kind of like touching the tip of my clit with her tongue, just fucking sucking it. And then she takes her, she puts one and then two fingers inside my pussy, and she just slowly goes in and out. And I can't see anything, I can't hear anything, I can't, you know, squirm away, and I just have this these amazing feelings. My pussy is being sucked so well, and I'm being finger-fucked in the best way I ever have been, and I have both of my breasts being ravaged, you know, expertly. And, you know, there's hands, and there's mouths, and there's fucking teeth, and nothing, it never gets, like, super crazy or anything like that. It's just intense, I guess, is a good way of putting it. And so, I'm just gonna lay here, and I'm gonna think about that for a little bit, and hopefully I reach the same level of pleasure that I do in my fantasy. There's not really an ending, just kind of like me fucking loving it, coming over and over again, and just having to not endure because it feels fucking great, but let myself come and let myself feel that, you know, get through that barrier where it's like almost pain, but then it just fucking explodes. And I'm not responsible for anything, and I don't have to think about anything, and I'm just there, and oh god, I'm being ravished, and It's so, it feels so good. And I would just, God, to have three mouths on me and just not really have to think at all. Just know the pleasure of, of their mouths, their tongues, their lips, and their hands. God. There's nothing like it. And I don't even know what I'd do if I ever had the chance to really experience such a thing. I might go crazy, but as I'm here thinking about it, penetrating myself with my favorite glass dildo, which is my only glass dildo, touching my clit with my vibrator, or one of them, I just am thinking about how good that feels and how much I want that. Oh God, I want them touching me and on me and kissing me. Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh God. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good spot. Oh God. Oh God. Oh gee. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.